wife starts watching the news and she updated me that the dams are actually almost empty. They are at that critical level. They have actually gone below critical level. And I was considering about the message, and I think this is of national importance. All right? Now, it's not that we're just living comfortably. For those of you who have water, for those of us who don't have water, it is something that I believe we as a church need to be praying for and need to be praying about. Hindi yung, kami may tubig, kayo bahalang mag-pray. It is something that we need to be praying about. And so, I went to my Bible and I started doing some studying on causing rain to fall. I actually posted in my Facebook page, I think about a couple of years ago, when there was this typhoon that was about to hit the Philippines, I said, I'm calling on every believer to come against this typhoon and just command it to dissipate in the name of Jesus. I got some very nice amens from brothers and sisters in the Lord agreeing with me in prayer to just rebuke that typhoon. Who believes that it is the will of the Lord for us to just take authority over, even over nature? Amen? Kasi, ganito lang kasimple yan eh. Jesus is our model. And whatever Jesus did, we can do. Like, He promised us that the things that He did, we will do. So if Jesus healed, we're called to heal people. Amen? If Jesus cast out demons, we're called to cast out demons. Tama ba? Jesus actually said, these signs will accompany those who believe. Who's a believer in the house? And then he continues on. He says, we will drive out demons in His name. Nandun naman yun eh. That's the key phrase right there. We're doing it in His name. We're not doing it in our name. It's not like we are claiming to have authority on our own. Our authority is actually based on the authority of Jesus. It is what is called delegated authority, exousia, meaning it comes from God, it comes from Jesus. And then He's saying, you know what? I have authority and I am lending it to you. Which is why whenever we heal someone, whenever we cast demons out, or whenever we take authority over nature, we are doing it not by our name, but by the name of Jesus. It's like a special power of attorney that Jesus has given to every believer. Sabi mo yung katabi mo, you have the SPA of Jesus. So anyways, fast forward. I wrote this Facebook message and I said, you know what, let's come together in prayer, because from what I heard back then, it was a super typhoon that had the power, the intensity of a Yolanda or an Ondoy, and I said, we should take authority over it. Well, many people prayed with us, and even Pag-asa took note that the typhoon actually weakened. And that's good. Alright? Unfortunately, there are also some people who are brothers and sisters in the Lord who don't believe that Christians ought to be exercising authority over nature. Na ang kanila parang it is too presumptuous of us to even come against nature, come against typhoons, or come against earthquakes, or... Well, of course, earthquakes, wala namang forecast yan. It just happens when it happens. But whenever we come against these calamities in the name of Jesus, I think we are just walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Sabi nga ni Bill Johnson, Jesus Christ is perfect theology. If you want to understand the heart of God, all you need to do is just look at Jesus. So you see what Jesus is doing. Jesus never blessed any storm. As a matter of fact, when the storm arose, what did He do? He rebuked the storm and He just says, peace, be still, and storm, shut up. In the same manner, God has actually given to us that same authority so that we can subdue the earth. Amen? Now, having said that, haba ng intro ko, I want us to pray for rain. In the Bible, we know that rain is a symbol of blessings. I'm talking here of Bible. I'm not talking of science. I'm talking here of Bible. In the Bible, whenever there is rain, it's a sign of blessing. And if there is a drought, it is a sign of a curse. So here, a church so blessed, we are a church so blessed. And we want the blessing of God. We're not a church so cursed. We're not after any drought. We want rain. Be it in the physical sense or be it in the spiritual sense, we want God to rain down on us His blessings. We want God to rain down on us His favor. Pwede bang ulanan mo lang sa ulo yung katabi mo? Yeah. More rain, Lord. More rain. So, doing a study on this, I found out, you know, one of the favorite verses of many believers worldwide is the verse in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Alright? And many of us have committed that to memory. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. But did you know that the verse before that, that's the context of it, is very crucial. So let's do a study on this. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13. And everybody read, go. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no... Okay, so there's no rain. Alright? When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts, wala tayong locust dito, to devour the land or send a plague among my people. Next verse. Everybody go. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land and fill up their dams. Dagdag ko yon. That's the amplified version. We want rain. We need rain. All over this land. And we have the formula right here. You know what? The Bible is alive. It is the living word of God. But here's the thing. We can actually memorize all of these verses. We can commit them to memory. But unless we put it into application, it remains as just a verse. So what we want to do today is to put into application what I call the recipe for rain. Alright? Pagkatapos nito, we need to put this into application. Who wants that there be rain? Sabi nila nga, tapos na yung summer eh. Officially, summer has ended. Unfortunately, after summer has ended, there's still no rain. And we need to be asking God for rain. Now, ito po yun ha. If within this week, or even if within the day, against any forecast, parang ganito yan, you will know that there is a divine intervention that took place if, even if there has been a forecast that there would not be any rain, and then it rains. Can we agree on this? Nag-intervene si Lord? Because it's just like in the time of Elijah. You remember that in the time of Elijah, the Bible says that for 3.5 years, there was neither dew nor rain. Yun na malupit. Neither dew nor rain. Walang hamog. Yun malupit. Kami, at least, maski papano, nagkaroon pa ng tubig na kapag-ipon sa timba. Eh, papano kung walang dew? Ano yung tawag nila ron? Brad, wisik-wisik ka na lang. O daanin na lang natin sa pabango. O sa alcohol. O at least may wipes. Noon, hindi. No dew nor rain. But then again, there was this believer. The name is Elijah. And he took God at his word. And God tells him, you know what, Elijah, you just confront Ahab and these things that you need to do, you do them. And I promise you, there will be rain. So, let's just take God at His word today. And let's be praying for rain, alright? Let's do a study on this. What's the recipe for rain? Let's start. Verse 14. If my people, who among you here, you know you're part of God's people? Alright? Sons and daughters of God, by His goodness, by His grace, We have all been born again into His family. We are God's people. If my people who are called by my name, that's us, will humble themselves. First recipe, humility. We need to come before God and admit we cannot produce rain on our own. We need to come before God and admit that if He will not intervene, there will be an extended drought in this land. Ganito po eh. We know that the government is doing some cloud seeding right now. Alam niyo ba yon? Who's updated with the news? Who's reading the news? Oh my goodness, we have a problem here. People read the news. And just in case you don't know, may tagtuyot po. Alright? Just in case you do not know, yung mga dam po natin, ubus na ang tubig. Ang Angat Dam, below critical level. Ang Lamesa Dam, below critical level. We need to know, people, we cannot just depend on our government. Even the government cannot produce rain. It is attempting through cloud seeding. But we need to admit this. Humility, everybody say humility. Humility. To be humble before God is to admit, God, we cannot. We cannot. We are powerless. And James chapter 4 verse 6 says this, God opposes the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. We don't want to be opposed by God. We want to be given grace by God. And to be given grace by God, we need to humble ourselves before Him. We need to come before Him. And I don't know about you, but me, pagka nararamdaman mo na yung lagkit ng katawan at gusto mong mag-toothbrush at gusto mong maligo and you cannot, somehow it has a way of jolting you, waking you up to the reality, oh my goodness, maski tubig lang. If we don't feel the discomfort of lack, we're not pushed towards humility. But I pray it does not have to come to that. Na ngayon pa lang, we can come before God and say, God, we need You. We ask for Your mercy. We ask for Your grace. And the Bible promises that God gives grace to the humble. Sino rito you want God to give you grace? Sabi mo katabi mo, magpaka-humble na tayo. Sabihan mo siya, humble na ako. You know, they say that humility is that one trait that the moment you start to claim you have, you don't have it. Alam mo, okay pa yung iba, ako gwapo, ako maganda. Parang, oh, sige, okay, karapatan mo yan. Pero the moment you start to claim that you have humility, I don't know, but it is something that God is looking for and it is in our hearts. Kanina po, medyo na ano bang tawag dyan? The greeting of Peter Kairos, medyo inano ko, parang, humble daw ako eh. It's something that is between you and God. And God just knows if there's humility in our hearts, and if there's humility in our hearts, He gives grace to us. Oh, I pray that God will find humility in our church. I pray that when we intercede for this nation, that God will find that in our hearts, oh, I like Church So Blessed. I like these people because they have this humility. They have this admission that apart from me, they can do nothing. You remember the sinner and the Pharisee, Luke chapter 18. Let's look at this story. Luke chapter 18, verse 9. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up, prayed about himself. Wow, matinding prayer item. Anong prayer item mo? Myself. Prayed about himself. So what's the prayer about? God, I thank You that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. Did you notice all of his prayer items had to do with who he is? Himself. It's the I, me, my. Have you noticed what is the letter in the middle of pride? Oh, yeah. And the moment we focus on ourselves and our capacity, hindi bali magkakaulan yan. Kaya yan. That's not humility, because to be humble is to admit that we cannot apart from God. And this is something that God is encouraging His people to do. People, the admonition is, if my people who are called by my name. Some people may take it as presumption or us being presumptuous when we actually take God at His word and say, God, we are believing you for rain. And when it does happen, I'm not saying if it does, when it does happen, we know that there is nobody who deserves the praise and the glory except God. Lord, kaya umulan, kayo yun eh. Ay, hindi, hindi. May mga eroplano kasi nagbagsak na maraming asin. Ay, hindi, hindi. Kasi talagang panahon na ng tag-ulan. Well, the question is this, why not do it sooner then? If there is actually a human solution to this, why not do it sooner? But see, God is just waiting for His people to come before Him and humble themselves and pray and say, God, you know what? Everything else has failed and we have no one else to call on to but you. And so we humble ourselves before you and say, God, help. You've probably heard of the story of how a lifeguard, yung mga nasa swimming pool o yung mga nasa dagat, what they do when somebody's drowning. The story goes that there was this one guy who was drowning on the pool, and the people were telling the lifeguard, lundagin mo na, lundagin mo na. And the lifeguard was there, he was by the poolside, and he was watching this guy, he was drowning. And the people were telling him, aren't you going to do your job? Come on, jump on the pool, save that guy. He says, I'm waiting. And so finally, when that guy stopped struggling, he jumped into the pool, rescued that poor guy. And after rescuing the person, the people were asking him, why did you have to wait? I mean, you could have saved him. You did not have to wait until he stopped struggling. And the lifeguard says this, it's actually the struggling that I was waiting for to stop. Because when he struggles and I save him while he's struggling, then he will actually drag me down with him. It is during those times when we think that by our own struggle that we can still save ourselves. Kaya pagka umulan, eh syempre naman, eh nagbudbud kami ng sangkaterbang ilang kilong toneladang asin dyan. But when, at the end of our ropes, we come to that realization, God, we cannot. God, we cannot. Now, I'm not just talking about causing rain to fall. I'm talking about your own situations. Somebody gets healed. Uy, syempre naman, matinding doktor ko eh. I remember being requested by one wife to pray for her husband because they were told, the two of them, they were told that the husband had stage 4 rectosigmoid cancer. And the tumor was this big, the size of a fist. And the tumor was situated doon mismo sa, doon, sa butas, doon sa hole. And the doctor said, this is something that's really urgent, very urgent. It has to be done. Because there's no other way that the solid waste can be excreted through that hole dahil nandun yung tumor, which was the size of a fist. The wife called me up on a Tuesday, and I told her, Ate, susubukan ko po. I'll try to be there. And the following day, there was this window in my schedule and I called her up. I said, we can visit you. We can visit you today. Kasama ko nun si Ate Lola tsaka si Marlo. Marlo, kasama ka namin nun. So we went there and I saw the husband. He was wearing a sweater because he told us that for the past 2 weeks he has had a fever that would not subside and he is not allowed to drink any medicine except for paracetamol. So he was drinking paracetamol but the fever would not subside. So he had fever that time. And so they told us, it is stage 4 and by Monday, he is due for an operation to remove the tumor. But then again, the story goes that once they do the operation, yung kanyang... Pwede ba ito sa pulpito? Yung kanyang anus? Ano yun, pastor? Yun. Okay? Ay tatahiin. Isasara na permanently. And then they're going to put a colostomy bag right here. And that's permanently. So when we went there, sabi ko, ganun ba ate? Sige po, we're going to pray. And so we prayed. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke cancer stage 4. Tumor was this big. Nakabara doon. I said, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke you cancer. We command you dry up and die. You remember when Jesus cursed the fig tree and commanded the fig tree to dry up. The disciples said the following day, they said, hey Lord, look, the fig tree that you cursed, it has dried up to the roots. And that was our command. In the name of Jesus, dry up and die. Immediately, this guy, he starts sweating profusely like tumutulo talaga yung pawis niya. Tagaktak yung pawis niya. Sabi ko, kumusta po? Ang init, pastor, ang init. And so he asked permission, pwede po ba magpalit lang ako? Sabi ko, by all means. So tinanggal niya yung sweater niya, hinubad niya yung t-shirt niya, he put on a new shirt, and he tells us, wala na po akong lagnat. Hallelujah! Now that was a Wednesday. Kailan yung surgery? Monday. Now, Sunday came, and I was reminded of this guy. Sabi ko kay Marlo, Marlo, hindi ba bukas na yung operasyon itong si Kuya? Sabi niya, oh, Pastor. Sabi ko, tawagan mo, dalawin natin bago mag-operasyon. Because I do not like that story. Ang hirap nun. Yung tatahiin na yung ganyan mo, pagkatapos permanente na nandito yung solid waste mo, it doesn't look good. And so I was just feeling for him, and I said, tawagan mo, puntahan natin. Pinuntahan namin. Sabi nung misis, Pastor, buti na lang pumunta ka. Sabi ko, bakit po? Kasi may update ako. Sabi ko, anong update ate? Kahapon, dinala ko si husband doon sa ospital, doon sa oncologist niya. You know what? They did an ultrasound. And the ultrasound showed, una, the tumor that was this big became this small. Ping pong ball. Hallelujah. Doesn't end there. From stage 4, the onco said, it's now down to stage 2. Hallelujah! Sabi ko, ate, obviously God is up to something here. God is up to something here. Sabi ko, ganito ha, we will pray again. Because the verse that came to my mind, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. Everybody say, completion. Wala pong sinimulan si Lord nang hindi niya kayang tapusin. So I said, God has started something here. Let's believe for total healing. So we prayed again. In Jesus' name, cancer, you're no more. Tumor, you're no more. No more in Jesus' name. Sabi ko, ate, ito po ah, before the doctor does the surgery, can you request do another ultrasound? Because I believe wala na po yan eh. That was my request. And the operation would be for the following day. Sabi niya, opo, pastor. Well, cut the long story short, the following day, the doctor did not do the ultrasound anymore. He just opened him up. Opened him up. Sinara na yung anus. And then they looked, they searched for the tumor. Could not find any. What they found was one nodule the size of a pimple, just that, scraped it off, did the biopsy, And they said, it's not malignant, it's benign. Hallelujah. But see, this is the sad part here. Number one, natahi na eh. Number two, after it was found out that it was benign, there's no more tumor, no more tumor, the doctor says, all right, to be sure, let's have him go through chemo. 6 rounds of chemo. And that type of chemo is not to be done here. It has to be done overseas. And the wife was explaining it to me. Sabi ko, ate, bakit pa? I don't understand. This was the answer. Pastor, siya po ang doktor. I wanted to say this. Sana po hindi niyo na ako tinawagan. Sana hindi na natin pinag-pray. Dahil nang gumawa si Lord ng himala, ibabalik niyo rin pala sa kung ano ang sasabihin ng doktor. Now, understand this. I'm not against any medical doctors. We have medical professionals in this house. We have doctors in the house. We have therapists in the house. I have a physical therapist, Pastor. Pastor Allen is a physical therapist. We have nurses in the house. We have dentists in the house. I'm not against medical professionals and I'm not against medicine. But what I am against is this, that when God starts doing His work, that we will attribute the healing or the miracle to someone else. That is what I do not want. Now, when God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. You know what? When we humble ourselves, it is actually a declaration, God, you know what? We have no one else to turn to, just you. And we are calling on to you. It's not going to be by human might or by human strength. It's all going to be by you. Kaya Lord, pag nagpaulan kayo, the glory will all be yours. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's the first. We need humility. Let's move on. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Everybody say pray. That's number two. Oh, we want rain. Oh, we want a miracle. Again, like what I mentioned, it's not just about asking God for rain. It's asking for His intervention, whatever your situation is. It may be in your relationships. It may be in your finances. It may be in your health. Whatever, whichever. Number two, if we want God to intervene, prayer. We need to pray. God wants His house to be a house of prayer. Did you notice that? Matthew chapter 21 verse 13. Can we show them this? Matthew 21, 13 for those jotting down notes. This is what Jesus says. It is written, He said to them, my house will be called the house of prayer. Did you notice that? Jesus did not even say, my house will be called the house of preaching. I love to preach. Most of you should know that by now. I love to preach the word. I love preaching the word. Preaching is my passion. But then Jesus would remind us, hey, my house is not about preaching. My house is about praying. The focus of all this is not the preaching of the word. Anong oras na? Ha, okay pa. Abutan ko pa yung sermon. But it is about us becoming a praying people. Why? Because it is when we pray that the kingdom of God actually comes. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How does it happen? When the people of God pray. There are several things that are happening in our lives and we're thinking. And sometimes we are overthinking. Lord, kailan pa mangyayari ito? Lord, kailan pa mangyayari ito? Sino sa inyo may gusto mangyari sa Pilipinas na maganda? Sino sa inyo may gusto mangyari sa EDSA traffic na maganda? Sino sa inyo, you dream that there will come a time when the Philippines will be a first world nation? Why not, coconut? Hey, see, the problem lies with us trying to pray only those things that we can imagine. Parang ganito yan eh. Ay, ito lang ang pwede. Ito lang ang kaya. It's just like this. When my wife and I, well, actually, it's not so much my wife. It's just me. When I was thinking of buying a car, hindi ko masabing a new car. Ang sarap pakinggan, no? A new car! Parang the price is right on the thing. When I was thinking of buying a car, dahil yung isa kong kotse, my first ever car, for those who don't know, it's called Kia Pride. It's the car that did not have any pride. Alright? Dapat doon ang tawag doon, Kia Humility. It's very humble. And so I decided, sabi ko, Lord, I'm going to sow this car into the ministry. And I decided to give it to one of our pastors. And then, fast forward, that pastor eventually gave it to another of our pastors. And then that pastor decided to give it to another pastor. Nasa pang limang may-ari na ito ngayon. It's still alive. It's doing missions. Sabi ko, kailangan makabili ako ng pamalit doon sa Kia Pride. Sabi ni Ate Lolet, ano iniisip mo ipampalit? E di, Kia Pride uli. Sabi niya, talaga lang. Sabi ko, oo, magkano bang budget mo? Sabi ko, 65,000. Sabi niya, okay, 65. Sabi ko, pag-pray natin to. Sagot niya, bakit natin kailangang ipag-pray? Sabi ko, magkano bang pera natin? Sabi niya, yan nga, 65,000. O yun, kako, pag-pray natin to. Sabi niya, bakit mo ipag-pray ang isang bagay na kaya naman natin bayaran? Mag-pray tayo yung kailangan natin, yung tulong ni Lord. So that when God intervenes, you know it's not because of your financial capacity, it's because God intervened. Are you getting this? Because see, the problem with our prayers is this. We tend to quantify what is possible within our strength. We tend to quantify what is possible within our financial capacity. And then, Lord, pagpalain mo po ito. You don't need God to bless that. We pray because we want something that is humanly impossible. And I think the Philippines becoming a first world nation is humanly impossible. Maski sino pa iupo natin sa Malacanang. Pero when God comes and He intervenes, He can actually do it in such a way that the Philippines will be the head and not the tail anymore. Amen? Eh, ito po'y magugulat kayo eh. I've told some of you this before. There was a time when this would be back in the 60s. Back in the 60s. David Yonggi Cho, the pastor of the world's largest church, Yoy the Full Gospel Church, which has a capacity of 10,000 people, but they have a membership of more than 700,000 people. Big church. Big church. But did you know that David Yonggi Cho, back in the 60s, he was traveling around Manila and he was crying, he was weeping, he was shedding tears. And then he prayed the prayer that went this way. He says, God, make Korea like Manila. Huh? Ano? Ano yung prayer, Pastor? Make Korea like Manila. Bakit, Pastor? Ba't niya sasabihin yun? Because back then, Korea was devastated from the Korean War. Not only that, back then, the Philippines was the second biggest economy in Asia, second only to Japan. And back then, Manila was described as the Paris of Asia. So here was Yonggi Cho and he was saying, Lord, gusto ko yung Korea maging ganito. Guess what? Korea is now a first world nation. Sabi mo katabi mo, mag-pray nga tayo. Who likes that word? Who likes that word? We need to do that. Tapos darating yung panahon. Like you have Kia. You have Hyundai. You have Samsung. Huh? You have Saraw. Pastor, ano yung Saraw? Jeepney. Sipin ninyo. Yung pala, Philippines, magkakaroon space shuttle. Saraw. Francisco Melford. With God intervening on our behalf, there's nothing impossible. Amen? Prayer is number two. We want God to rain down open heaven. He's telling us, pray. Tell the person next to you, pray. Every time revival broke out in church history, it was because somebody was praying. In the book of Acts, you see that the people were in one accord. They were praying. They were in the upper room. They were praying. Oh, side note lang, yung atin pong harp and bowl, the one that was announced by Ate Lolet earlier, every Friday, starting on the first Friday of July, there will be praying and worship. That's the harp and bowl. Baka pumunta kayo rito, asan na yung nag-harp? Ba't wala? Asan yung mga bowl? Kala ko kainan yan. I remember when we put up our church there in Timog Avenue, meron tayong malaking karatula ron. Ang tawag natin sa lugar natin back then was the gathering place. And sometimes people would come to our place. Kala nila restaurant. Sabi, ha? Restaurant? Opo, hindi ba? Kala namin iting catering plate. Hindi po, gathering place. Gathering place. Okay. Harp and bowl, it's not about harp. Someone doing the harp, it's about worship. And bowl is about the intercession of God's people. Tell the person next to you, we need to pray. Number three, let's move on. God says, if there's no rain, when the heavens are shut up and there's no rain, He says, number one, humble yourselves. Depend on me. Number two, pray. Number three, He says, seek my face. What is that about? Seek my face. I heard this from someone. God does not want us to seek His hands. He wants us to seek His face. What's the difference, Pastor? It's this. When we are seeking for His hands, we're just seeking for those things that God can give to us. Ang paborito nating part na sa prayer, hindi yung Our Father in Heaven, hallowed be your name. Because that would be intimacy. That would be seeking His face. Oh Lord, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Oh name, your name Jesus is so powerful. Your name Jesus is so glorious. Oh Jesus, you are magnificent and I honor you. I love you. You are my best friend. You're the friend who sticks closer than a brother that is seeking His face. But when we seek His hands, our favorite part would be, give us this day our daily bread. Ewan ko kung inabutan pa ninyo yung panahon na, Tay, pengin naman bread. Inabutan niyo ba yun? Sino nakarelate doon? Derbs. Bread. Atik. Panahon mo siguro yan. Pero ako, bread. Pingin bread. And sometimes that's why we come before God. We want the bread. We want the provisions. We come before God like we have our grocery list. Oh Lord, I need my daily bread. After the daily bread, all right Lord, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. But God would remind us, hey, you know what? I want you to seek my face. Seek my face. That's the key. You want God's favor. Who wants God's favor? Seek His face. Parang ganito lang yan eh. Mga, sino rito mga anak? Pag di kayo nagtaas ng kamay, ewan ko kung ano kayo. Senorita, mga anak, alright? Talaga, matitigas talaga yung iba, oh. Hindi, pastor, eh. Talaga singaw lang ako, eh. Well, you know how it's like. Ang mga magulang po, this is something that I have discovered. Parents actually have some soft spots right there. Like, your boy, your girl does not really need to tell you what he or she wants. Because the moment you're able to touch that soft spot, they will give it to you without you asking. And this is something that is in the nature of God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Something that I have found out also is that God does not just provide our needs, He can also give us our wants. As I was growing up in my faith, I've heard this from many pastors, many teachers. The teaching and the preaching would always say, you know what, don't be asking God for your wants, because God will not give you your wants, luho yan. But God will give you your needs. But something that I have discovered, there are occasions, everybody say occasions. There are occasions wherein God will even give us our wants. Ang isang kwento ko nga rito, there was a time when after ministering in our church in Lipa, Batangas, and I was on my way home, kasama ko yung team ko doon, Ate Lolet was with me, Pastor Leah Tagdukop was there with me, there were some of us there, I think Pastor Elmer was there as well. Pastor Elmer, kasama ka ba namin noon? So, pauwi na kami. Tapos sabi ko, nagugutom na ako. And I saw that glorious heavenly place, KFC. Sabi ko, hinto muna tayo. I'm famished. I'm hungry. So, punta kami ron. Diretso na ako ron. O-order na ako. Hot and crispy with the gravy soup. With the gravy. Sabi ko, nakapila na ako eh. But I was looking for Ate Lolet. Sabi ko, asa si Ate Lolet? Ay, nandun po sa Starbucks. Sabi ko, ang ginagawa sa Starbucks? Nakikita niyo yung kilay ko ngayon? Sabi ko, anong ginagawa sa Starbucks? Pinantahan ko sila. Sabi ko, anong ginagawa niyo rito? Sabi nila, bibili kami ng Starbucks. Talaga? May pera kayo? Wala. Kawawa. It was a pitiful sight. Kawawa. Magkaharap pa sila. Alam nyo, di ba, may payong pang ganyan, laki ng payong, mayroong table na ganyan. Magkaharap sila. Parehong may hawak na wallet na walang laman. And they were face to face. Sabi ko, andito ako. Anong ginagawa nyo? Bibili kami Starbucks. Talaga? May pera kayo? Wala. Sabi ko, halina kayo. Punta na tayong KFC. Sabi niya, gusto namin mag-Starbucks. Now, back then, everybody say, back then. Okay? Not now, ha? Back then. My theology was this. God does not give to you your wants. Just your needs. Ang akin kasing paniniwala ganito. Ang Starbucks, luho. Ano naman nakakita ng kape, 150? Eh, meron naman 3-in-1. Amen ka dyan. Ikaw pa, isa ka pang mahilig. So anyways, so I was there. I said, talaga, habi ko, hindi kayo bibigyan ni Lord. Kasi kung si Lord ang tatanungin nyo, si Lord practical. Bibigyan niya kayo ng 3-in-1. Okay. So, umalis ako. Okay? Umalis ako. Tapos bumalik ako. Oy, by the way, pag binigyan kayo ni Lord, gusto ko ng mocha frappuccino. Ha? Habi ko. Okay? So, alis ako. Now, let me just remind you, magkaharap sila, parehong may wallet na parehong walang laman. And they were just declaring this. You know, I believe in miracle money. Even back then, I believed in miracle money, but I also believe that when God gives us miracle money, it is to provide for a need, not want. Okay? So, nandun ako, nakapila ako sa heavenly place. Aba, maya-maya tumatakbong Ate Lolet at si Leia, at pareho nang may hawak na mocha frappuccino, at binigyan ako ng isa. Sabi ko, huh, ano nangyari? Sabi nila, nagpe-pray kami kay Lord. De, every time they pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, pengi po ng miracle money, pengi po ng miracle money, and they open their wallets, wala. And then, Lord, pengi po ng miracle money, in Jesus' name, Lord, pay miracle money. Tapos, they search their wallets, wala. The third time that they asked for it, Lord, pengi po ng miracle money, in Jesus' name. Ewan ko kung idadagdag natin dito na, Lord, para si Pastor Hiram makorek yung kanyang wrong theology. Wala namang ganun. Okay. Ito na, the third time around, they open their wallets and voila, there's the 500 peso bill in that same compartment. Same compartment. Balik silang ganyan. Binigyan ako nung kanilang medium ba yun, mami? Medium. Sabi ko, bakit medium lang? Hindi grande o ano, hindi 20 o ano. Sabi, eh syempre, may tights pa dyan. Pag kinumpute mo yun, tights, mawawala pag hindi, pag nilakihan namin. Ah, okay, sige. Thank you, ha. But right then, God told me, see, I can provide you your wants. Hallelujah. Now, having said that, I'm not a prosperity gospel preacher. But I believe in prosperity with a purpose. Pastor, what's the difference? Ito na po, once and for all, I just want to clear things up. Ang ganda ng sagot eh. Merong tayong isang church member who was warned about our church. Sabi, huy, ingat ka dyan sa church, so blessed. Ingat ka kay Pastor Hiram. Prosperity gospel preacher yan. Sabi niya, prosperity? Eh, yung church nga namin, puro monoblock ang silya eh. Totoo naman, dinamitan lang po yan para hindi lang mamukhang monoblock. But, so what's the difference between the prosperity gospel and prosperity with a purpose, which is biblical prosperity? Ito po yan. Prosperity gospel is materialistic. It is selfish. It is pakabig. It's like there's no contentment in life. I already have 3 houses. I need 1 more. I already have 5 cars. I want 2 more. I have a jet plane. I need 2 more. Like there's no contentment in life. But the Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain. So what about prosperity? Jesus promised us this, that He has come to give us life and that life more abundant. That's prosperity. What is that prosperity for? It is so that when God blesses us, we bless others. That's biblical prosperity. Sabi mo yung katabi mo, God wants to prosper you. Amen? But it starts with intimacy. Seek my face. Seek my face. Let's seek His face, not His hands. Finally, number 4. Who's learning something? Who's learning something here? What's number 1? We need humility. What's number 2? We need to pray. Number 3? Seek His face, which is intimacy. Alright? And finally, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. We want God to bless us. We want God to send us rain. We want God to intervene on our behalf. We want God to open heaven for all of us. How does it happen? He's telling us, hey, righteousness. Righteousness. God will remind us there cannot be wickedness in our hearts. There cannot be wickedness in our lives. There cannot be wickedness in our midst. Why? God cannot bless wickedness. Sometimes we wonder, Lord, bakit hindi mo ako pinagpapala? Lord, bakit hindi mo ako pinagpapala? There was this guy who asked me this question. He's a very generous giver. Very generous. And he asked me this. Sabi niya, Pastor, I have been giving. And I have been giving. The Lord knows. account for my income, and I always give to him the 10%. I'm faithful with my tithes. But why is it that I'm not getting my breakthrough? Now, as we were talking, God just impressed it in my heart that he was living in sin. He was living in an immoral relationship. And so I asked the person, I said, may kinakasama ka ba? Nag-blush yung mukha niya. Sabi niya, Pastor, eh, hindi ba? I-rebuke naman ni Lord yung devourer pagka nagtatides ako. Sabi ko, you did not answer the question. May kinakasama ka ba? And he says, oo, Pastor. God cannot bless wickedness. It's as simple as that. And sometimes we are wondering, Lord, bakit wala yung breakthrough ko? Probably we need to do some searching here in our hearts if there are things that we need to clear with God. Because we don't want any blockages in this gutter that God wants to pour His blessings down into. Amen? Para lang yan pagka magtatag-ulan eh. Yung mga gutter natin, inaalis yung mga dahon-dahon. Importante yan. Inaalis. Bakit? Baka magbara. And we want God to just pour down so much of His blessings in our lives. Sin has a way of blocking the path of God's blessings. And so He says this, turn from their wicked ways. The moment you do that, what are the four? What's number one? Humility. What's number two? Prayer. Number three? Intimacy. Number four? Righteousness. Righteousness. Then He says this, Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Then. These are conditions. We want God to rain down in our lives, on our land. We want God to rain down in this nation. Amen? Let's all stand up. Hallelujah. Tell the person next to you, God is good. He wants to bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can we come before God right now? God, we thank you for the high privilege that we can come before you and even address you as Abba. 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 Address you as Daddy. Oh, what a sweet, sweet term of endearment. Daddy. And oh God, how much you want to bless your children. How much you want to touch us. You're not a wicked dad. You're a good, good father. You're a good, good dad. You delight in blessing your people. Oh, it's your delight. It is your pure delight to bless your people. So right now, Lord, we just want to clear that up. For anybody here in this room right now, if there's any doubt in your heart about God's goodness in your life, if there's any doubt, if there's that question, mabait ba talaga si Lord? Parang galit siya sa akin. I want you to know this. If there's any expression of God's love for you, think of this. He gave His only begotten Son for you. And if there was just you in this planet, God would still choose to give His only begotten Son for you. That's how much He loves you. That's how much He wants to bless you. But right now, Lord, it is our prayer. God, we don't want any blockages in our lives. Lord, we repent. Holy Spirit, I give you room right now. Can we give Holy Spirit some time right now? Search our hearts. magpaalis lang tayo ng mga barabaraba kami, mga tuyong dahon dyan. Let's just let Holy Spirit remove any blockages. With God, there is no condemnation. But He truly, He sincerely wants to bless us. Sincerely wants to bless us. Oh, if only I can pour down all of the blessings of heaven upon you. That's the heart cry of God. Oh Lord, we humble ourselves. And we ask that you forgive us for our offensive ways. Forgive us for our selfish ways. Forgive us for our carnal ways. Oh God, circumcise our hearts once again so that you can deal with us. At kung meron mga dapat isuko, today is the day, now is the time. Lord, we surrender. Fill in the blanks. If Holy Spirit is prompting you to surrender anything, it can be an attitude, it can be a mindset, it can be a personal sin, a personal bondage. Just surrender it to God right now. Because He sincerely wants to bless us. Oh, that God will have His breakthrough in our lives. Oh Lord, we surrender to you. Can we just lift up both hands to the Lord right now and say this with me? God, my good, good Father, as I lift up both hands, this means I surrender. This means you will have your way. If there's anything in my life that is hindering you from opening heaven up and for raining down in my life. Oh, dear Father, oh God, you have every right. I give you every right. Remove that blockage right now. In Jesus' name, I surrender. I want you. I ask you. I humbly ask you, rain down in my life again. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now people, I believe that the dealing of the Holy Spirit does not end here. Mamaya, pag-uwi, sa kotse ka, nag-drive, if Holy Spirit prompts you about a particular thing, reminds you of a particular sin, that means that He wants you to get rid of that. Get rid of that. Because God sincerely wants to bless you. Sabi mo yung katabi mo, gustong gusto ni Lord pagpalain ka. Gustong gusto ni Lord paulanan ka. You believe that? So we declare breakthrough for everyone in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.